3 hours of questioning by MEPs faced the EU's Agriculture Commissioner-designate Phil Hogan this morning, starting at 8 o'clock. Tony Connolly's at the Parliament building in Brussels. How exactly is this going to work? What's going to happen, Tony?
Well, the chamber's filling up as we speak. There will be 45 MEPs will put questions to Phil Hogan, and he'll have about 3 hours altogether of a hearing. I mean, essentially, they will want to ascertain his suitability for the job. They will be hitting him on a lot of technical issues relating to the agriculture sector. But of course, domestic issues will also come up. There are three Irish MEPs on the Agriculture Committee: Luke Ming Flanagan, Independent, Matt Carthy from Sinn Féin, and Mairead McGuinness, of course, from Fine Gael. The majority of MEPs will want to see what he has in mind for the agriculture sector, especially compared to his predecessor. But, of course, some of those domestic issues will also come up.
In general, and you can think of several obvious issues domestic for Phil Hogan, do MEPs from other countries pay much attention to domestic things that local MEPs raise?
Well, there's always the potential, and you know, yesterday Miguel Cañete, the Spanish commissioner designate, got a really tough grilling over his family connections to the oil and energy sector in Spain. Of course, that would have a potential conflict of interest question because he's going to be the energy commissioner. But in general, yeah, I mean, if there is political baggage at home, people will want to know it, know what it is, and you know how that impacts on someone's character, on someone's trustworthiness, and so on. There have been two issues, obviously, dogging him in the past couple of weeks. One is Irish water, and again this morning there was a story in the Irish Independent about an allegation that he sent constituents' CVs to Irish water after it was established. That might come up. The other issue, of course, is a series of letters that his legal people, his lawyers, have been sending to Nessa Childers MEP over an alleged intervention that he made in 2012 in Kilkenny over a social housing issue for a traveller family. Now, where that became a bit difficult for Phil Hogan is that after Nessa Childers got the third somewhat threatening letter from his lawyers, there were quite a few eyebrows raised in Brussels as to whether or not this was an attempt to muddle or silence an MEP who was going about her normal business of scrutiny. Now, as I understand it, a threat to take Nessa Childers to court over repeating the allegations relating to Kilkenny, that threat has since subsided, and I think for Phil Hogan he will have to answer questions much more directly on that issue rather than to perhaps answer that this is a matter that is subject to legal action. So I think we will get some attention on that particular issue, but I would say most MEPs are interested in his views on agriculture.
And in relation to agriculture, what are the big issues looming?
Well, there has been a major reform of CAP. Now, he's going to review elements of that in the next 5 years. But I suppose the most pressing issue is the Russian ban on EU food and agriculture products. I mean, many countries in the east of the European Union are very badly affected, and he's going to be pushing for compensation for those farmers that will come from outside the EU's agriculture budget, because he would argue that, you know, this is a result of a foreign policy decision by the European Union, and farmers have been disproportionately targeted as a result. But, you know, things of interest to Irish farmers, he's going to be much more production orientated. He's of the view that, you know, there is a food security issue in the world and that European farmers should be encouraged to produce more. And that will be a departure from his predecessor. But there are a whole range of issues, organic farming, bees, the beef sector, trade with America, trade with Latin America. All these issues will come up over the next 3 hours.
Right, Tony, well, you'll be keeping an ear, and we'll be keeping an ear to what's being said, starting at 8 o'clock when Phil Hogan starts answering questions, and we'll hope to bring you some of that before the end of the programme.